So there we go. Okay, so sometimes when we're going through difficult times, whether it's because of fires or we've been betrayed or been disrespected, discriminated against, we've lost our friends, lost our loved ones, or we're in conflict with our friends or our loved ones, or we have an illness or whatever. There's so many different ways, right, to be in difficulties or to have it, to experience difficulties. And it can be really helpful to have a North Star, a compass, a direction that we're going to kind of guide us in the here when we are feeling overwhelmed by maybe strong emotions, or we're feeling overwhelmed by trying to figure out, like, well, okay, actually sometimes we can get busy with, like, well, who's at fault, and how did this happen, and we just kind of find ourselves going over and over and over, and our awareness kind of gets stuck in this, trying to figure out who did what to whom, or these types of things. So when we find this happens, and this is part of the human experience, nobody's immune or exempt from difficulties. They show up in a myriad of ways, to have a North Star. And I heard a German teacher say this, give this advice to somebody else in another setting years ago, and it really stuck with me. And that is that the advice that was given to this other person was, who was going through this really messy, really kind of an awful life experience. She had said, well, hold on to the precepts as if your life depended on them. And I thought, oh, that is such good advice. That is to really keep our ethical behavior really clean, or stay close to that, so that we can have no regret, no remorse for whatever we might do. So hold on to the ethical precepts as if your life depended on them. I'm not going to talk about ethics now. This is a happy hour. So those of you who are familiar with the precepts, but they're the usual types of things. Maybe I'll just say briefly. To not harm others or to kill others, any living beings, not only humans. To not take that which is not freely given. So it's a little bit higher bar than not stealing. To use our sexual energy in a way that is wholesome, and not breaking anybody's commitments to anybody. And to not lie. Not tell, I'll just say not lie. And then the fifth one is to not use intoxicants that cloud the mind. Because often when we're in intoxicants that cloud the mind, then we just break all the other precepts. So it's just kind of as a protection. But with happy hour, I want to add something on top of this North Star, ethical behavior. And what if we have as a part of our North Star is to show up with as open a heart as possible. So even though there's a part of us that is grieving, there's a part of us that is angry, maybe there's even a part that wants revenge or, you know, something like this, there is a wiser part in all of us that understands or knows that it would be best if we behaved with dignity and courage, with a certain nobility as best we can, and to keep our heart open as best we can, no matter what the circumstances. When we're going through tough times, taking care of our ethical behavior, and trying to keep our heart open, not slamming the door. This also means, you know, respecting other people's boundaries, letting them respect our boundaries, these types of things. So no matter what situation we find ourselves in, we can always set our compass to the North Star, to our highest intentions. Here in the present moment, like maybe again and again and again, we have to do that. But this can be a way forward when we find ourselves in troubling times. So maybe with that as an introduction, we'll do some loving kindness practice. The more we practice with loving kindness, the easier it is to have access to this in all situations. Even when we're going through difficult ones. So we'll begin with just taking a meditative posture. Bring some uprightness and some ease. And to be in this posture and to know that we're in this posture, that is to sit and know we're sitting. And to feel connected to the cushion, the mat, the chair, whatever we're sitting on, feeling connected to that, feeling grounded. We're here. Maybe we'll do a little bit of a body scan. Starting at the top of the head. Feeling into the top of the head. And then the face. Around the eyes and the mouth. Common places we hold tension. The shoulders. Upper back, lower back, the chest, the belly, just bringing awareness to these different parts of the body. It might be with awareness there's a little bit more ease that gets introduced. But maybe not. Can we be okay with there being some tension? Again, feeling where we're connected to that, whatever it is we're sitting on. Feeling the upper legs, lower legs, and the feet. The upper arms. Lower arms and the hands. And And then resting the tension on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement of the chest or the belly. Maybe the movement of air going in and out of the nose. And when the mind wanders, you just very simply, gently begin again. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, remembering that we can always come back to mindfulness of breathing or feeling into sensations of the body. If ever it feels like loving kindness is not appropriate or is overwhelming or for whatever reason. And to begin our loving kindness practice, we can bring to mind a lovable being, someone with whom we have an uncomplicated relationship, just warm-heartedness, just care, respect, love, kindness. This might be somebody you know you have a relationship with. It might be somebody you know about that has touched you in some way, maybe an author or a teacher or a mentor or a coach. Or it might be an imaginary, kittens, puppies, babies. Bringing this lovable being to mind, and can we connect with this lovable being in some kind of way? Can be helpful to visualize the lovable being as a way to connect. And to help support the mind and the heart with our intention of cultivating loving kindness, we can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You don't have to use those exact phrases. Maybe there are words that are more resonant for you. Is there a way in which we can use the phrases, perhaps visualization, sense of connection, to allow ourselves to feel nourished and supported? Nourished and supported by this well-wishing. And this recognition that even though we might be doing this practice, doesn't mean that loving kindness is necessarily going to arise. It's perfectly fine if there's a feels dry or not like loving kindness. We're just creating the conditions, makes it more likely. No guarantees. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. We cultivate loving kindness as a nourishment and support. So that we might have a little greater access to it when we're having difficulties. So that we become familiar with the experience of having loving kindness. it might highlight when we're experiencing things that aren't loving kindness. And to be clear, the whole range of human emotions is welcome in our meditation practice. But right now we're doing loving kindness practice. We're intentionally cultivating loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to extend our loving kindness, to include a good friend. Maybe the relationship isn't quite the same as for the lovable being, but we care deeply about this person. Bring this person to mind. And sending them goodwill. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe refreshing the image or connection with the good friend. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. and then to extend our loving kindness to ourselves. Of course, we include ourselves. So either the felt experience of this moment sitting here, or bring into mind an image of yourself. Some people like to choose an image from when they were a child. They find that's easier. Whatever feels like you don't have to struggle or strain. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Part of taking care of ourselves is extending loving kindness to ourselves. But it might also mean setting boundaries. I said, not closing our hearts as a North Star. Maybe there's some other language that feels better for you. But to not have a closed heart doesn't mean that we allow people to cross boundaries. It's not easy. It's one way we can express loving kindness for ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then it can also be helpful to do some equanimity practice. So for this practice, bring to mind somebody with whom you have a relationship, but maybe they're a little bit irksome or bothersome, irritating sometimes. So not the most difficult person you know, but somebody who's sometimes a little bothersome. So bring this person to mind. And we can say this phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. It's one way to keep our hearts open, to wish them happiness, but also to recognize the decisions they get to make and the decisions we make. And then to end this meditation, Feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of having a North Star when we're having difficulties, it can be enormously helpful when we feel like we can't find our way. We're not sure sometimes some of these difficulties, we don't even know which way is up. But it can be really helpful to have established or thought about or considered, what are our North Stars? What are the things that we really believe in that can be a support for us? I offered ethical behavior, and I'm using this language, having an open heart, but you might find some other words that resonate with you. My point is to not allow ourselves to be filled with bitterness, or maybe that's not even right. Maybe not to allow the heart to get dried up and desiccated somehow, but instead to have some warmth in our hearts. So it can be helpful to talk about these types of ideas or with others. So now I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you'll have an opportunity to talk with some other people, and maybe you can share about this idea of having a North Star, and or you could talk about how that meditation was for you. Was it, and we don't all have to think exactly the same. It's perfectly fine if you were to say, well, you know, that was kind of boring, or I fell asleep, or what, or that was fantastic, whatever it might be. Where everything's welcome. And so one way we can do these breakout rooms is just to say one point and let it go to the next person. They say one point and then it goes to the next person. They say one point and then it comes back around. So in this way that it allows even the introverts to contribute, and as well as it gives an opportunity to be influenced by others. So it's not just you telling your story. You already know your story, but it's allowing you to hear, oh, this is something that maybe can you can learn from or affect you or touch you in some kind of way. So if it's easiest, you can use going in alphabetical order of your screen name. So if you're screen name starts with the letter A, would go first and go in the order that way. Okay, here we go.